This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Alaska Democrat Mary Peltola won the special election to fill Alaska's House seat for the remainder of 2022, beating former Republican Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's bid at a political comeback. With her victory, Peltola, a former Alaska state lawmaker, will flip the seat held for nearly half a century by the late Republican Representative Don Young. Peltola is set to become the first Alaska native in Congress. Palin, the Republican Party's 2008 vice presidential nominee, will get another shot at the House race in a few months, as she and Peltola are among those vying to fill the full term in a separate election in November. Peltola emerged as the victor Wednesday when Alaska tabulated ranked choice ballots in the state's first use of that system. The special election process began when a field of 48 candidates, including Santa Claus, was whittled down to a final four in a June primary in which candidates of all parties ran together on one ballot. Alaska ran its ranked choice calculation more than 2 weeks after Election Day. Elections in Alaska are conducted largely by mail, and because some votes come from remote regions disconnected from road systems, the state allows 10 extra days for ballots to arrive and to be counted. The state's voters in 2020 approved a measure to adopt a ranked choice voting system. In open primaries that include candidates of all parties, voters cast one ballot for their top choice, and the top four vote-getters advance. Then in the general election, voters rank those four candidates first through fourth. The switch to ranked choice voting went smoothly in Alaska, despite the potential for confusion among voters who were casting primary ballots for a single candidate for November's general election on the same day they were ranking the four candidates in order for the House special election. Yellowstone National Park is lifting its day-use ticket requirement for visitors who want to drive the six-mile route between Tower Junction and Slough Creek. Yellowstone officials have determined that day-use capacity can safely increase along that road corridor. The route between Tower Junction and Slough Creek is the only open portion of the northeast entrance road. Park staff piloted the day-use tickets in an attempt to expand access within the northern portion of the park following historic floods in mid-June that closed access to the area when many sections of road were washed away. Reduced river flows and forecast high water temperatures have triggered a full fishing closure on the entire Beaverhead River, from its confluence with the Big Hole River to Clark Canyon Dam south of Dillon. The closure goes into effect just after midnight on Thursday. The fishing closure will stay in effect until water temperatures moderate and officials determine that angling pressure won't place too much stress on fish. A flow change is occurring several weeks earlier than normal due to severe drought projects in the Clark Canyon Reservoir drought plan. Clark Canyon Dam operators typically conduct irrigation releases of about 300 cubic feet per second, but those will decrease to about 25 cubic feet per second for 5 days. Full fishing closures and evening fishing restrictions, dubbed hoot owl restrictions, are already in place across many southwest Montana rivers. A 17-year-old student discovered a new planet on the third day of an internship at NASA. Wolf Cukier, a junior at Scarsdale High School in New York, got a 2-month internship with NASA during his junior year. He went to NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. His first task was to investigate fluctuations in star brightness acquired by a NASA satellite as part of the Planet Hunters Citizen Science Initiative. Cukier found a new planet only 3 days into his internship. NASA validated the teenager's work, submitted a paper co-authored by Cukier for scientific review, and announced the finding of the planet, now known as TOI 1338b, during an American Astronomical Society conference. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.